ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रियेष्वपादृषु नित्यं भगवतः सेवया भगवत्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भावती नाश्चुकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम द फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 30 टेक्स्ट 18। द चैप्टर इज कॉल्ड द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास। तामयानपायिन्या भक्त्या पक्वो गुणाशया उपस्याद्यत्तमद्धामा। अतः देयरफोर मयि अन्टु मी अनपायिन्या विदाउट एनी डिविएशन भक्त्या बाय डिवोशनल सर्विस Pakva guna, free from material contamination. Ashaya, your mind. Upayasyata, you will attain. Sorry, you will attain. Madhama, my abode. Nirvidya, being completely detached. Nirayat, from material existence. Ata, thus. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Thereafter, you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Please repeat. Thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. By the grace of the Lord, the Prachetas were given special facilities, although they could live millions of years to enjoy material facilities, they still would not be deviated from the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Being thus fully engaged, the Prachetas would be completely freed from all material attachment. Material attachment is very strong. During one lifetime, a materialist engages in acquiring land, money, friends, society, friendship, love, and so on. He also wants to enjoy the heavenly planets after the annihilation of the body. If one is engaged in devotional service, however, he becomes unattached to all kinds of material enjoyment and suffering. In the material world, those who are elevated to the higher planetary systems are supposed to enjoy all material facilities, whereas those degraded to lower planetary systems are supposed to live in a hellish condition. A devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. According to the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 26, a devotee's position is described in this way: Mam chayo vyabhicharina Bhakti Yogena Sevati, Sagunan Samatitya Itan, Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpati. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. A devotee is always situated on the Brahman platform. He has nothing to do with material happiness or distress. When one is strongly fixed in devotional service and free from all material attachment, uncontaminated by the material modes of nature, he becomes fit to return home back to Godhead. Although by special blessing the Prachetas would enjoy material facilities for millions of years, they would not be attached to them. Thus at the end of their material enjoyment, they would be promoted to the spiritual world and return to Godhead. The word Pakva Gunashaya has special significance, for it means that by devotional service one is able to give up the influence of the three modes of material nature. As long as one is influenced by the modes of material nature, he cannot return to Godhead. It is clearly explained that all planets in the material world, beginning from Brahmaloka down to the hellish planets, are unfit places for a devotee. Padam padam yad vipadam natisham. A place where there is danger at every step is certainly not a comfortable place. The Lord therefore says in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, text 16, Abrahma bhuvanal loka punarar avartin arjuna. Mamupitya tu kaunteya punar jammana vidyate. From the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again. Thus there is no profit, even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahmaloka. Thus there is no profit, even if one is promoted to the highest planet in the material universe, Brahmaloka. However, if one is somehow or other promoted to the abode of the Lord, he never returns to the material world. Can I just have a Bhagavad Gita? Translation again. Thereafter, you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to the material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in hellish planets, you will return home back to Godhead. Om agyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakya chaksurum niritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chitanna manobishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadam ahyam dadati svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ravanatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitantam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Shute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutane Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Shumari Pashtityadishtarini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutane Shrimati Bhakti Chara Swami Namane Snigdha Cheta Suprinaita Vagminam Chara Saputam Prabhupada Kitabranam Nomi Bhakti Charupnam Katanchanasmiteyasmin. I got the verse. Durgame patimendasya skalat parakater muhu svakripa yastidanina santak santva brambana. It's my friend Madhugopal Prabhu who put me up here. Therefore, I dare to hope and pray to the devotees that they will also be merciful to me to give a nice class. So it's New Year's Day still, and I wish you all a very happy New Year. I was thinking that just a short time ago I was in Bhaktivedanta Manor with Diwali, and after Rasamandala Prabhu, he knows very well, I guess, when all the people come and they all have darshan of the deities and give the donations, so many people, I'm talking about 30,000 people in one weekend, then they all nicely guided after that to one room, and there's a room there with about 20 devotees, all with their computer. Each with their computer, and they all renewing the membership for the new year. So I saw people embracing each other and exchanging wishes and receiving calendars and prasadam, and it was just like a new year. So today also the devotees are celebrating new year. It already started from midnight, and we are already receiving the program for Gaur Purnim, which is the real new year for the Vaishnava devotees. So no shortage of good wishes in the devotee community. And Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasti, Eva Nasti, Eva Nasti, Nasti, Eva Atir Ganyata, Katiranyata, that all important things, good things are done or said three times. So I wish you all a very, very, very happy new year. So, so this this verse, Lord Vishnu is still speaking to the prachetas who have finished their austerities. Their father, King Prachinara, actually he has three different names. Kamala Manjari was saying that when people read our books, they get stuck with the names. Names are so difficult. So he was first Prince Barishat, then he became King Prachinabari, and they call him also King Prachinabarishad. And he was very expert, this king, in Vedic sacrifices. And therefore he became entangled, because he was so in the Vedic sacrifices he was doing sacrifices to obtain all kinds of material benefits, and he became completely entangled. He was married to Shatadruti, who was the daughter of the ocean. And because he became entangled, he was also called Prajapati. But he got his very pious sons, the ten Prachetas, and when they were grown up, at one point he ordered them to marry and to create progeny. So these sons took it very seriously, and immediately they went to perform austerities. And they went to a big lake, huge lake, beautiful lake, and they were going to perform austerities in the lake under the water for 10,000 years. From that we understand this was done in the Satya Yuga, because that was not uncommon in that time. People would live for about 100,000. They don't hear me. Hare Krishna. People would live for about 100,000 years, and they would, if they could do that, perform 10,000 years austerities, then their life was done, was made. They were successful. So the Prachetas were also doing that. But before they entered the lake, this beautiful lake, out of that lake appeared Lord Shiva. And in his beautiful form, which is very uncommon. It was saying also in one of these purports I read that it is very special to get the darshan of Lord Shiva. And Srila Prabhupada was commenting that it is actually by providence that the ten Prachetas met with Lord Shiva, who actually was to become their spiritual master. Lord Shiva became the spiritual master of the Prachetas. It reminded me of Srila Prabhupada meeting with his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, which was obviously also done in a very providential arrangement. So Lord Shiva appeared to them and instructed them by giving them, it's called, and they say here, the Sangha of Lord Shiva. It's actually prayers, mantra, and he instructed them to just meditate, Satya Yuga. In the Satya Yuga, the process of religion is meditation. So they meditated on that mantra together under the lake, under the water, for 10,000 years. It's funny how Srila Prabhupada is describing also in one of these purports that, you know, we can live in the air. And he says, if it's not so difficult to go to do that, you just have to learn it, to go in the water and to meditate like that. So the Prachetas did that for 10,000 years. They meditated, and after that period, the Lord Vishnu appeared to them in a very beautiful, exceeding beautiful form, and they were very touched by it when they had got the darshan of Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu mentioned that he was very, very much pleased to them because they were so obedient to their father, and also because they were so dedicated to the instructions that were given to them by Lord Shiva. And also he especially mentioned that they were, Madhu also mentioned it in his lecture, that he was especially pleased because they maintained such a strong bonds of friendship in all those years of hardship, of doing while they were doing their austerities. So he was very, very much pleased by them, and then he blessed them by giving them, as described in yesterday's verse also, and today, and by giving them, they got like millions of years the possibility of enjoyment in this world in their full power, and at the end of that they would become purely situated in the process of devotional service and go back to Godhead. So it's such a wonderful story actually, and it was also mentioned that if you just remember this story every evening, that's why it's good to tell it and to memorize it, then if we can just remember this story every evening, then we will automatically become friendly to all the other devotees. So what a powerful blessing. And so the main how do you say, the rode line, they say in Dutch, how you say that in English, the red thread, they say that, something like that, how do you say, the rode line, they say, don't say like that. The red line, no, how do you say that, Rida? The rode line doorheen het hele verhaal. De rode draad. Maar doe je? The main... Okay, you say. So the Dutch, you see? De rode draad. And that's like the red thread, you know, which goes through the whole story. And the thing behind which was actually empowering all these wonderful things happening was that from the very beginning is the mercy of the pure devotees. Already this line of King Prachinabari comes in the line of Dhruva Maharaj. So there was a connection there. And then, of course, we see Lord Shiva appearing on the scene. And he was not in his, as he is approached by many materialists, he was not in his function as giving material benedictions. He acted in his capacity as Vaishnavam Yata Shambhu. He is described as the best of all Vaishnavas. And he gave them the spiritual blessings. So he acted as their spiritual master also. It's just the same, like a pure devotee. And also, in this whole thing, we see, because the king himself, the father, Prachinabari, he became so entangled because of these material sacrifices, he became so entangled that Sri Narada Muni took compassion upon him. And he approached him, and he told them the whole story of the King Puranjana, which was narrated in the previous chapter. So this mercy of the pure devotees is the, how you say, the active principle without which nothing happens. And I was thinking when I was reading, seeing this whole story and how they how it developed like that, what they did was actually making a network of the pure devotees, was making a network of interactions and compassion. And I was thinking in that way, actually what they were doing there in the Satya Yuga, they created an ISKCON. Yeah, it's the same thing. They, you know, because these prachetas, they were performing devotional service, even in the Satya Yuga. And they had the possibility of doing the other processes of yoga in the Satya Yuga, but they were just performing devotional service, as we are trying to perform due to the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And under the instruction of the pure devotees, the only difference was that they didn't chant on the Hare Krishna mantra, which is the process for the Kali Yuga, specifically. And like I said, Harinam, Harinam, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasti eva nasti eva nasti eva gatiran yata. In the Kali Yuga, we chant Hare Krishna, and that is this unique benediction that even the as the age is so degraded, we can also perform the same process in this very degraded age. In fact, it is said that as our movement is growing, I heard numbers now that we are about 1 million devotees all over the world. I don't know if Rasamandala Prabhu wants to confirm that. I'm hearing these numbers. There must be something to it because there's no rumors with some truth behind it. So 80,000 initiated devotees. 80,000 for everybody outside. So that means, around every devotee, like 10 other people, is not exaggerated. Anyway, so as our movement becomes more and more established, then then this age, it is said that the Kali Yuga will actually become like the Satya Yuga. You know? And it is bound to happen because of Lord Chaitanya's words that this movement will spread in every town and village. So I had prepared 10 pages of notes and I nicely forgot them at home. So it's Krishna's arrangement. Srila Prabhupada also lost his Bhagavad Gita at one point, had to write a whole other Bhagavad Gita, so it means that my preparations were nonsense. And Krishna is testing me what I'm going to make of it. So, by the grace of the Lord, the prachetas were given special facilities. It says already in the verse that being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets as well as in the hellish planets. That's the point. Srila Prabhupada is writing further in the purport how the devotees come to the level of Brahman always. So there is one thing that I remember from my days in the Bhakta program. You can guess what I remember from my days. Bhakta Rudi was in the Bhakta program. Radha Madan Mohan was my teacher. Anyone wants to guess what I remember? To just keep you awake. Shishirada Gopinath ki jai. Yes, Mataji? You are not the body? Okay, anyone else? I remember that one. Prashadam, for sure. Yes, Prashadam I would never have forgotten. In fact, when I started to give tours in the tour program, I did this tour program for 15 years, I really had a strong desire to try to communicate it to the people, you know. And if I felt that it didn't work, I would run downstairs and fill myself with sweets. So at one point, one lady came from Ostend, and she had to do a paper for the school. And I had taken so much sweets, she said, I was taking drugs. So prasad, I would certainly not forget. Anyone else?
You what? Anyone wants to guess what I remember from the Bhakta program?
Anyway, the thing I remember is that at one point it was said that this, what we are reading in Srila Prabhupada's books, is not for information, it is meant for transformation. And that I remember that. I find this very beautiful. And especially in the context of this verse today also, and actually also the story of Ekadashi. It was actually nice that the year ended with Ekadashi, you know, following Ekadashi, nice fresh head today. Other people, we have that song in Dutch. How is it going? Morgens word ik wakker met de houten kop. In the morning I wake up with a wooden head. That's all. That's how they are now after New Year's Eve feasting. But see how we are in a complete different situation, because get nicely cleared out head, because I fasted for Ekadashi. And following the morning program, wonderful. So the point was, you know, this process is meant for transformation, you know, and all the time we are in that, we need that. That's why Prabhupada created ISKCON. And also we can even see in the example of the Prachetas, you know, they were going for millions of years, they were still staying in the material world, and then they got the benediction that after that they would be completely purified and they would go on performing devotional service while they were in the material world, and after that they would be completely purified and go back to Godhead. So isn't it the same case in our case? I mean, you know, we are not necessarily completely free from the modes of material nature, from the influence, but Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has created ISKCON and this wonderful, wonderful situation that we can attend these programs. For one time I was lucky this week, I could follow all the lectures. And I tell you, you know, I feel this, you know, how one goes through a complete transformation, actually. It is so nice. I'm not a good sleeper, and usually I tense up in the night. You know, and sometimes I wake up like that. But then when I come to the Morgan program, I start to mellow out, and it's a complete transformation. So that, for me, is what it means that a devotee is always situated in the Brahman platform. You know? So this process that we are doing every day is not just a ritual. It's actually a process that's transforming us every day into a different consciousness. And we feel it. And that makes us always very enthusiastic. You know, I'm a man of the morning. In the evening, I'm useless. You know, don't ask me anything in the evening. I just fall asleep. But in the morning, I always feel that, you know, and that's why this gives us so much enthusiasm. And because we know, we do that program, we transform, and we know whatever we do every day, it's added and it's never lost. It's adding up, you know. That's why it says here also the Prachetas, they were for a long time, they were going on practicing devotional service, performing devotional service in the material world, and you know, they had so many material opportunities and enjoyment, but they didn't become attached, you know. And also because we are tasting something which we don't find anymore in the material world. I mean, you know, our relationships, you know, with and the kind of, I mean, we have such wonderful devotees and personalities in our movement. And once we have that connection, we just know. You know, all the rest in the world is just, you know, it's a waste of time, you know. So because we have developed some taste, that verse was there, I had also written it down. Vishya vinivartante niraharasya dehina raso varjam rasopyasya param dristva nivartate. We have developed some taste for this process, and we know that. One time I went to see my mother, and I was eating an avocado in front of her. I mean, avocado is nice, no? Devotees like avocados. My mother was almost, you know, her stomach was almost turning, you know, when she saw me eating an avocado. I mean, we have changed. Our taste, our whole personality has changed, you know. I mean, I won't tell you what we were eating when I was young. You wouldn't believe it.
So, you know, we are completely, we have developed another taste, we have developed another connections, and definitely we have enough in this so wonderful Krishna consciousness to find that the rest in the world, you know, it's not attractive at all. So, and that, you know, we find that enthusiasm in also in performing devotional service, and, you know, if we don't spoil it, then we will also make it become purified and go back to Godhead. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, when I'm reading this purport, I'm seeing, I was understanding, and also, you know, with the stories we continuously hear, how Srila Prabhupada is making us completely fearless. And like here he's saying, a devotee, however, is transcendental to both heavenly and hellish conditions. Devotee doesn't care if we are in the heaven or in the hell. It doesn't matter. And my Guru Maharaj is also saying, even if you have to go to hell, he says, then what will you do? You come in front of Yamaraj, you pay obeisance, and you say, Yamaraj, I'm sorry, you know, I made a huge mistake. And what will Yamaraj do? You'll say, oh, a devotee. And he will start to, you know, to speak Krishna Katha, and we will chant Hare Krishna. And same thing as we are doing here, you know. And so we get all the time these messages also from Srila Prabhupada, like last week Marudvati Mataji died, and Kamala Manjari, my wife, she was telling me that there was a relative from that family. She phoned the day before to the son of Marudvati. Rita will probably know the story. Sorry? Okay. Mother of Baladev. And she was phoning him and then telling him that Srila Prabhupada had appeared in her dream. And Srila Prabhupada told her that, look, Marudvati has done her part, you know. She has done enough and she is to come back. And so this Mataji was phoning that to the son of Marudvati. And he said, no. I mean, we just went to the doctor just came, and she's still to live for at least a few weeks. And, 7 weeks? So, several weeks. Okay. But the next day, Marudvati left her body. So we can see, you know, and Guru Maharaj is also, again, another story in South Africa, you know, had written it down, I forget the names now. But one of my godbrothers and his wife, elder persons, and they went shopping, like from 3 to 6 in the afternoon. And the Mataji, she became a little bit unwell. And she told him, look, you know, yesterday I got that dream that Bhakti Devi, who is Bhakti Devi actually? Is it Srimati Radharani or is it Tulsi Devi or who is Bhakti Devi? We always say Bhakti. Yes, but it is an expansion. Thank you. It's an expansion. So she said, Bhakti Devi actually appeared to me, and she told me that it's my time to come back. So in the evening, this Mataji, she started to suffocate. She had a difficult time to breathe. And at one point, she said to her husband, that's it. And she left her body. And Guru Maharaj is saying, I mean, this is so wonderful, you know. Who can leave his body like that, you know? Nowadays, in the material world, I was there and 2 years ago, an aunt of me, she was in the hospital, and they were warning us. They say, if it starts, the family has to be there. They go in a complete anxiety, you know. They become so... they go through such a... so the family has to be there. And actually they inject them full of morphine so that, you know, everything is all right. But, you know, some people, I mean, I heard a story that some people are telling what happened, and he was actually describing the Yamadutas who came. So, you know, in that way we can see how the process, and you were talking, the process is working. So that's how our Guru Maharaj is always saying. There you can see how the devotees are dying. And all the time we get so many of these stories. We are also had it here with Lhasa Mai. So many devotees leaving their bodies in a very, very wonderful ways. And that's how we can see that Krishna consciousness is working. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is making
you know, I feel like in this verse also, he's making us completely fearless, you know. You know, because he says, even if you have to go to hell, we will hang on to this process. Even if you go to the heaven, we will hang on to this process, you know. So the main, you know, you just have to hang on and, you know, developing the desire to become purified. And like that, it doesn't mean, if I say that Srila Prabhupada is making us fearless, that we have to become arrogant. You know, that is of course, it would be the biggest mistake, because in this democratic society, it's said that, you know, people have a tendency to become arrogant. We have to. The real transformation comes actually from begging to the spiritual master, and that we can develop the qualities. And guru means extended concept. There's not only one guru. And we have to beg to get the qualities from the spiritual master. Gurudev, Kripa Bindudiya, Koroi Dasi, Trina Peka Atihina, by a drop of your mercy, please make me become qualified. Like that. Time is over. Anyone else wants to add something here or bring in some comment? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srimate Radharani ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sri Radhadesh Dham ki jai. Nita Gora Premanandi. Hari Haribo. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Sorry.